This is what environmental compliance sounds like. At Public Service Company of Oklahoma's Northeastern Power Station near Ulagop, workers are climbing all over the massive frame of a cube-shaped building called a bag house. Plant manager Mark Barton says inside, thousands of bags will capture particulate matter that would otherwise be released into the atmosphere. Basically, it's a giant, complicated vacuum cleaner that will suck out about half of the sulfur dioxide emissions.
Any remaining particulate will be reduced out, and it'll go back to the stack.
The site is buzzing with construction work to make this coal-fired power generation unit run cleaner. And the other coal unit here is being shut down entirely next year.
We're going to shut down as much as we can all of the existing equipment. It'll be left retired in place.
All of this was already happening when the finalized clean power plan was announced this summer. PSO is making these changes to comply with other environmental regulations put in place years ago, the regional haze rule and mercury and air toxic standards. It so happens the changes will drastically cut carbon emissions too.
Unit number 4 will be reduced carbon emissions because it'll be shut down and it'll be replaced with natural gas, which is like half to two-thirds the amount of carbon emissions. Right. So carbon emissions will be reduced significantly.
At the company's downtown Tulsa headquarters, President Stuart Solomon says PSO foresaw carbon regulations and planned accordingly.
Well, there was a lot of discussion about greenhouse gas emissions in 2012 and before that. So we didn't want to get into a situation where we designed a plan to meet regional haze, for instance, and then the mercury rule comes along and we have to redesign a plan or do something else, and then the greenhouse gas regulation comes on and we've got to do another plan. We wanted to have one comprehensive plan that would deal with all of those things.
In 10 years, PSO will retire the coal plant it's making modifications to now, the one we visited earlier. That will leave the state's second largest utility without any coal plants in Oklahoma. Big changes are also in the works for the state's largest power company, Oklahoma Gas and Electric. OG&E Corporate Environmental Director Usha Turner.
We are proposing to retire Muskogee 4 and 5, so two units out at our Muskogee power plant, convert it from coal to primarily natural gas, so it primarily uses coal, now we're moving it to natural gas, and then we're installing flue gas desulfurization systems, which is a control technology for sulfur dioxide, at Sooner, units 1 and 2.
OG&E is also installing air scrubbers and sulfur reduction systems on other coal-fired units. Again, this is to comply with previous environmental rules, not the new CO2 goals. But
we do see, in the case of the Clean Power Plan, we do see a significant reduction in carbon dioxide emissions moving from coal to gas. So we will see what we're anticipating, something upwards of 30% reduction by the conversion of those two units in CO2.
Under the Clean Power Plan, Oklahoma would have to cut carbon emissions by about 30%. With OG&E on track to cut that much from its own coal plants and PSO getting out of coal in Oklahoma entirely, utilities might not have to do much more. Still, Governor Mary Fallon is refusing to submit a state-based plan to meet the EPA goals, and Attorney General Scott Pruitt is suing over the Clean Power Plan, calling it an overreach of federal authority. Here he is testifying at a congressional hearing in May.
Quite simply, Madam Chairwoman, the EPA does not possess the authority under the Clean Air Act to do what it is seeking to accomplish in the so-called Clean Power Plan. The EPA, under this administration, treats states like a vessel of federal will.
So far, Oklahoma's largest utilities haven't joined the suit, but they are asking to raise electricity rates to pay for the costly transition away from coal. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.